Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, broadcast and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, it's summertime, and in network TV land, that means time to take a few chances. For NBC, it means trying on a Canadian drama series called The Listener, starring Craig Allegnik and Ennis Esmer as paramedic partners. If that sounds a little like the NBC hit from the 1970s, Emergency, wait for the catch. Allegnik's character, Toby Logan, is a telepath. Listen to this.
This summer, Toby Logan can read minds. As a child, he considered it a curse.
Must be like walking through someone else's nightmare.
Sometimes it can be like that.
Until he realized
the gift.
I wish Ashley hadn't run away.
I might be the only one who can help this woman find her child.
Now, his life's work.
I just want to help you.
Is saving lives. The Listener premieres Thursday, June 4th on NBC.
And joining me today to preview The Listener, which makes its American television debut tonight on NBC at 9 p.m. with back-to-back episodes, is Ennis Esmer. Ennis, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Pretty exciting day, I suspect.
It is. It's definitely. It's been the culmination of 2 years of anticipation since we signed on and shot the original pilot and started on CTV last night up here in Canada. And the NBC premieres tonight, so definitely things are – anticipation is high, for sure.
2 years, is that right?
Yeah. Well, we originally shot a pilot that was used to try to sell CTV and NBC and everybody else on the show, and then that show won't actually make it to air, but it was the sort of the groundwork for the show. Back then, the characters of Oz and Toby weren't even paramedics. They were orderlies, so these things go through a lot of changes, so – it's pretty
orderly.
Interesting how that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, we were orderly. It's not quite as exciting as being paramedic, so I think they made a change for the better.
Interesting. So it sounds to me a little like the original Star Trek pilot, which was scrapped, and they went back and shot again with William Shatner and I guess Leonard Nimoy was in it. So maybe if you guys get to be a big hit, they can go back and incorporate the original pilot and explain away why at one point you were orderlies and now you're paramedics.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. I mean, it still has the same idea because Toby Logan, this character, is driven by, naturally as a paramedic or even working as an orderly in a hospital, you obviously have some compulsion towards healthcare and helping people. And the extension of his power, his telepathy, becomes just a part of that. Even though it does kind of run in conflict with his other responsibilities, he's doing it from the same sort of motivation. He wants to help people.
And is this this is an unusual situation in that, I mean, I've seen just that little tiny clip or two, so
right.
I haven't seen the show yet, so I'm a little
bit. Oh, it's good.
It's good. There you go. Tell people. It's good, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, is this you've done some other work, but do you consider this to be a really big break for you, in your career?
I mean, definitely. I mean, when you consider even the fact that just to be on a CTV series, CTV is kind of the top dog network in Canada, so that's a thrill to be involved in that too. But definitely to have not only NBC, which I grew up watching Cosby Show and Cheers and Seinfeld, and now to be on that same network on Thursday nights is kind of a big deal. And on top of that, Fox International actually bought the rights to air it outside of North America, and it's already been playing in Latin America and Europe and Middle Eastern countries and all over the place. So it's been doing well already, and it's definitely a big opportunity for me.
Kind of an interesting hybrid with three networks all having a piece of it. CTV.
Definitely, definitely. It's a gumbo.
How many episodes have you shot?
We shot 13 episodes. And we wrapped a little earlier this year, and basically, I think they've all aired now because Fox International actually got to air it first. They had it out starting in March, so they've had all 13 episodes air, and then in the next couple of weeks we're looking to see how the show does, and then hopefully we'll get back to shooting some more later in the summer.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering, because it's airing all over the the place. You still don't know if there's going to be more episodes yet.
Well, I think, you know, it depends a lot on the performance for CTV and NBC. So definitely we have to, it's a bit of a waiting game right now. We'll see, you know, we'll see how it does.
Now, is it kind of a buddy show between your character, Oz, and Craig's character, Toby?
Well, it's got a lot of different elements. Like, there's definitely this vibe of almost like buddy cops between Oz and Toby, but there is this supernatural element where Toby has to keep his power secret from his ex-girlfriend, who happens to be a doctor in the ER where they work. Her name is Olivia Fawcett, played by Milene Dinh-Robic, and he gets into trouble with the cops. There's this one cop, Detective Charlie Marks, and it's played by Lisa Marcos. She's sort of butts heads with him on a lot of things because he's trying to give tips because he doesn't have the resources of, say, a police force to investigate certain things that he thinks are wrong. But, you know, she's very suspicious of him and tries to find out, like, how he knows what he knows and all this, and he has to keep all this stuff secret. So it's got a bunch of different elements that come together. I think that's kind of what's the appeal of it.
And does the character of Toby, I mean, does he play with your head a little bit?
We sort of have this unspoken agreement that he won't read my mind. Like, once I find out, I can't tell you how exactly that happened. But you know, once they sort of establish that there's something more going on than just Toby being kind of aloof and unpredictable, Oz first tries to use the power for his own gain, which I think is sort of something that a lot of people would do if they had a friend that had this power. You know, it doesn't really change the friendship that much, which is actually was a lot of fun to play because it's his big, intense thing. But of course, what's the first thing he does? He tries to get help with girls. So that's sort of classic, you know, idea. I think if you asked a lot of guys, they would probably say the same thing. So
I want to clarify with you, Anna. Yeah. Is he trying to help a girl? Or is he trying to get with a girl? With this power.
Oh, well, no, he's basically, Oz asks him for help, trying to find out if a girl likes him or if she's just flirting because she wants tips. She's like a bartender. So basically, you know, get to the bottom of life's real, real big important questions, I think. Does that girl like me or is she just flirting for tips?
All right. Well, and that's a perfect place to segue over. I've got to ask you about this movie that you were in. And I know you know it's coming. And I can say it. We're online.
Great.
You're in a movie called Young People Fucking. What the hell is
I was in a movie called Young People Fucking. That's true. It's sort of a modern day. It's like a sex comedy. Basically, it's like an explicit episode of Friends, if you want to put it somewhere. Like, it's got a lot more. Even though, despite the title, I mean, first of all, it's not a porno. Just to clear that up. My grandmother watched it. She thought it was funny, but she's got a pretty open mind actually. But basically, it's got more in common with like a Woody Allen comedy than it does with, say, something like you know, American Pie. It's basically a relationship comedy about five different kinds of relationships over one night, as you've got like an ex-couple that's still in love with each other, friends who try to become, you know, friends with benefits. There's a threesome, there's a first date, there's a long-term couple that's lost the spark, and basically throughout the night it follows all these different couples as they try to fuck, but things get in the way, obviously, and hilarity ensues, and some of it's kind of painful, and it came out last year. It was out in LA and New York as well as all over Canada, and you know, it's a great movie. I definitely recommend it for any. It seems to work as a marital aid too. Every time I hear people talk about it, they've gone to see, I'm not even kidding, people go see it and then they're like, actually afterwards we kind of, you know, we had a good night. And I'm like, great, what could be better than that? Watch a movie and then you know, enjoy yourself.
So if last question, NSN Edmer becomes a big star because of the listener, are women going to be flocking to see this movie so they can see more of you?
You know what? You do see a lot more of me in Young People Fucking, in more senses of the word than you'd think, because I was a lot heavier actually back then too. So
I see.
But yes, if you get a taste of me on the listener and you need to see more, you might not like what you see, but it'll be in that movie for sure.
All right. Well, let's tell folks that they can catch the listener Thursday nights this summer at 10 p.m. on NBC. And it's also playing on CTV. I know we have listeners in Canada. Check the listings up there. And Anis, good luck. And thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Media.
My pleasure. Take care. Good luck.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with more NBC stars, such as Southland's Michael Kudlitz, Regina King, and Sean Hatosi, as well as the stars of Chuck, My Name is Earl, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Digital Journal, Friendster, Workit, Bebo, Tag, Google, Yahoo, Podcast, Pickle, Vox, Folio, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.